The long-awaited vote has now been cast. Just last Thursday, followed by ecstatic cheering throughout the Arab world, and among countless people who care about human rights, the UN upgraded Palestine from its status as observer entity to observer state. And Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, was in a fighting mood upon passage of the resolution. Abbas, adorned with a victor's crown, boldly, brashly, told the UN General Assembly that Israel's war crimes against the Palestinians expose the Jewish state as a deadly executioner who acts above the law, immune to public outcry.
What permits the Israeli government to blatantly continue with its aggressive policies and the perpetration of war crimes stems from its conviction that it is above the international law and that it has immunity from accountability and consequences.
Well, that all sounds well and good from the global podium, but Israel's chief executioner, Bibi Netanyahu, dismissed the vote as an empty gesture that would change nothing on the ground. Jury Shill, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, then put icing on the Zionist cake, saying, quote, "No resolution can create a state where none exists. Palestinians will wake up tomorrow and find that little has changed," unquote. But everything is changing on the ground, as Jewry's quest for a greater Israel extending from the Nile to the Euphrates moves forward. For no sooner did the resolution pass than Netanyahu authorized construction of 3,000 more settlements to be built in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, the hoped-for future capital of Palestine. In addition, plans for 1,000 new settler homes in an area known as the E1 Corridor, located along a highway connecting Jerusalem with Tel Aviv, is also part of Israel's revenge, defying the UN vote. A seamless Israeli infrastructure running all the way from the West Bank to Tel Aviv will cut a future Palestinian state in half, and marking the end of a two-state solution. Oh, the entire Western world will be outraged, but can only give lip service to the Palestinian tragedy. The international Jewish lobby is too powerful to allow what was formerly known and experienced as Christendom to interfere with Israel's master plan. And the world's supposed most powerful nation, America, has been scolded by global expert Zbigniew Brzezinski not to allow Israel to lead it by the nose like some stupid donkey.
I don't think there is any implicit obligation of the United States to follow, like, you know, a stupid mule, whatever the Israelis do.
Sorry, Zvig. It'll never happen. America is owned by the Jewish lobby. You should know that by now. And it shills on Capitol Hill know which hole their campaign contributions are stuffed in. And let's get real about Israel. From the very beginning of the Zionist invasion, the Jewish state has been hell-bent on making life so miserable for the Palestinians, leaving them no choice but to flee their native homes. This has been going on for nearly a century, and a UN vote and euphoric cheering is going to stop it? No way. International Jewry doesn't care about world opinion. And for those who refuse to leave their native homes, the 1923 Jabotinsky Plan, known as the Iron Wall, using Israeli brute force to beat the Palestinians into submission, will establish an apartheid one-state solution, where what's left of the Palestinian population will be beaten down into second-class citizens. Believe me, for I grew up as a Jew, American Jewry will find some way to justify it. They will never give up their locus of power in Jerusalem for a bunch of Arabs deprived of their rights. This is how American Jewry thinks. I know this from the inside. Didn't Israel's latest assault on Gaza prove this? Where was the outrage from the American Jewish community? Zilch. Zero. Not a peep out of them. And why are we ignoring this basic fact? Zionism's original intent, and this has not changed, was to create a Jewish state where all non-Jews are persona non grata in what Jewry falsely perceives to be its ancestral home. For if the ancestral home myth is true, swallowed by biblically ignorant Zionist Christians, then the past 2,000 years and Christ's very own words are nothing more than historical and theological fiction. You see, because Judaism, its polity, and its claim to the land was invalidated by the Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the Jews, "Your house is left unto you desolate," all ancestral claims made by Jewry are now null and void. And all those who have lived in Palestine since the time of Christ until the recent Zionist invasion, raising generations of families and building for the future, namely Christians and Muslims of the Byzantine and Ottoman empires, must be looked upon as interlopers, trespassers, and illegal aliens. Nothing could be more historically absurd. Tell that to the emperors and caliphs of those empires, and they will demand that the U.S. and Canada give back the entire North American continent to the Indians, who have a greater claim to their ancestral home than Jewry has on Palestine. Bottom line, the Palestinian issue and cause will sadly soon disappear. Israel has given the UN vote the finger, and no one is lifting their fingers to oppose that. A new world power is in the makings, replacing a broke and submissive America. A power that is Jewish, centered in Israel, Christ-hating, internationally wealthy, with a nuclear launching pad ready to be used on all who get in its way, lodged within the precincts of its protected state, is emerging, ready to wreak a hell on earth, not only on the Palestinians, but on the entire world as well.